I wouldn't be surprised if there were not some people here this evening saying, this is all getting a bit too much. It's all a bit challenging. It's all a bit demanding. And that answer is coming out with something else, and we're at full stretch already, and now, there's more, and then more. And what I want to say in just a few minutes now is to suggest some of the things that we're wanting to put in place to encourage and resource us in order to be able to take Vision 2026 forward. Obviously, tonight, these calls of prayer and a year of prayer is to undergird all that we are about. We cannot do it on our own. Jesus actually said, didn't he? Without me, you can do nothing. We've got to depend on him. And to help us with the vision, we've put together a DVD course. Dave Bamber and his team have been working all through the summer and have put together a great course, a five-session course. The five sessions representing the vision: healthy churches, transforming communities, making disciples, being witnesses, growing leaders. Five sessions that can be done once or twice or any number of times in our parishes, in home groups, in study groups, in order for us to really understand what the vision is about. In each of the sessions, there's a film clip, there's some study material, suggestions for prayer, and some activity. It's a really useful resource, and there's a DVD for each parish to collect if you've not had one already collected. And because we're monitoring this quite carefully, if you collect a DVD for your parish, you have to sign your name. But you also have to sign your name legibly so we can trace you and know where that DVD has gone, because there's one DVD only per parish. So if your parish has not collected a DVD, please collect it tonight, sign and sign legibly, and then please use that DVD in your home groups, study groups, whatever it may be, perhaps Lent next year, all sorts of opportunities. The course is available to be downloaded online from the Dawson website under the home menu. And each of the short five films at the beginning of each of the sessions are available on the Dawson YouTube channel. Also to help us, we've invited Bishop John Pritchard, the recently retired Bishop of Oxford, to come and lead us in a couple of days. And he's leading a quiet day at Whalley Abbey on November the 9th, 10 till 4, learning from prayerful learners. There's a soup and sandwich lunch. You need to book by calling the Abbey to book your place. I'm afraid there's a £10 charge for that, but it will be well worth it. So a quiet day with John Pritchard on November the 9th. And then in the evening on November the 9th, a temple lecture by John Pritchard in the cathedral entitled Slaying the Dragons, exploring how change is possible in a settled church community. I'm going to be there for that. It's free and there are no tickets required. 7:30 in the cathedral on November the 9th. And then the next day, on November the 10th, Bishop John is leading a clergy study day entitled Learning and Teaching Prayer. And that needs to be booked by ringing Jackie Mallinson in Glenfield Park until she moves to the new diocesan offices on the edge of the M65. There's also a Growing in Faith and Prayer course called Travellers on the Way, being led by the Dawson Spirituality Group and the Carmelite Tabor team at the Tabor Retreat House in Preston. And there are copies of that leaflet near the DVDs at the back of church after we have finished. Another way we're trying to help is to make members of the Bishop's leadership team available to respond positively to invitations to come to PCCs and deanery chapters and synods. So if you make a request, we will make it a priority to come out and to be with you and to share in exploring and explaining what Vision 2026 is all about. Do please take advantage of that opportunity. I mentioned earlier parish vision champions. We want to have one person in each Christian community who's going to champion the vision so that it doesn't get forgotten in all the busyness of all that we are about in all of our different churches. I was very, really heartened and encouraged by one parish where there were so many people on the PCC who wanted to be the vision champion that the vicar had to have a vote, because there were so many people wanting to be the vision. Oh, that's great. We need to have people who are enthusiastic and wanting to push the Vision 2026 in our local communities. And that person is going to be invited to a big celebration event in the Guildhall at Preston in May, and I'll say a little bit about that in a moment. But they will bring to that event what their Christian community, their parish, is wanting to do in the creation and the fulfilling of Vision 2026. That to be a contribution that will be brought to that event. So those are very important and significant people. I hope you have a queue of people asking to be the parish vision champion. And that event in May, May the 10th in the Guildhall, is going to be a gathering of clergy, of vision champions and church wardens. I'm sure you're aware that normally church wardens get admitted into office at archdeacons' visitations, and they're scattered all around the diocese. Next year, that is not going to be the case. They're going to be admitted in one place, all at one time. So it's going to be a big event, 2,000 people, we trust, in the Guildhall in Preston for a big celebration, admitting church wardens into office, but also parish vision champions bringing their contribution to what it's going to be like to fulfill Vision 2026. And then the next step along that road is the arrival of 20 or so bishops from the northern province here in the Diocese of Blackburn. The Archbishop of York has invited all the northern bishops to go to a diocese each year for 4 days. We've just come back a few weeks ago from spending 4 days in the Sheffield Diocese. And we had a great time. Philip and Jeff and I took teams of 4 or 5 with us, and we joined in the local church in mission and evangelism and outreach. Well, the 20 or so bishops of the northern are coming to us next year, 8th to the 11th of September. And whereas Sheffield didn't get much warning, you and I have got plenty of time to get ready. There is no excuse for us to not be prepared. It's going to be a great opportunity, and I trust that we will be working really hard in getting ready for that fantastic opportunity. Dave Bambury and his team are putting in all sorts of things about inquirers courses and all that sort of thing, follow up how you do it, so that we can be really prepared and ready for making the most of Mission 2016, the Crossroads Mission it's called, Crossroads. And it'll be a harvest time. When we were in Sheffield, it was more of a sowing time. I want our mission to be a harvest time. Let's pray for that. And then finally, before Sue shoots me completely, communication. She's forgotten to look at her watch, and I've just reminded her. That was very stupid. I'm all right, am I? All right, oh, we can go on a bit more. Good, that's right, I can relax now. communication in all of this is absolutely key. And we're not going to stop talking about Vision 2026. I've been told that you need to, with a vision, to keep on saying it again and again and again. So it really is always high profile and not forgotten. And so communication is absolutely key. The Dawson website under the home menu has got a dedicated area for Vision 2026, and that's going to grow and expand as time goes by. On the social media, I've mentioned the YouTube channel. There's going to be pictures on Flickr feed if you do that sort of thing. There are going to be updates on Twitter feed if you do that sort of thing. And all the details of that are on the back of this leaflet that you've been given as you have come in. And you can link all those different sites from our website home page. There are a lot of resources at our disposal so we can scale this mountain and make Vision 2026 real in each of our local Christian communities. And we want to do it for the glory of God, for the spread of the gospel, for those who don't know Jesus, for the growth of his kingdom, and the building of his church. Thank you.